So I'm not going to say more. I could carry on the history of my shopping around with Tibetan Buddhism and just talk to you about Shenpen Hukum, but I don't think there's time, really. It's been interesting for me. I suppose there I was, this strange Basantra in 1973, meeting with Bante and very concerned about would these advanced practices be available in the order. And as I say, by some magic, Bante kept his pledge to me. But then him having done so, what's dawned on me recently is that whether or not in this lifetime I'm really ready to practice some of those practices which are all about sort of developing great bliss and emptiness and subtle body and so forth and so on. Actually, what I've really been learning and valuing from looking back, I see this from Bante, and I see this from the Tibetan teachers that I've had contact with, actually isn't anything to do with that. It's the more I practice, and the more that I do meet people who are deeply, much more deeply engaged with their practice than I am, what I really value isn't that they've got far out techniques or that they've practiced, anything very deep in that sort of way. What I really value is that I've just had the opportunity to meet a number of people who really move me by the depth of their faith in the Dharma. Bante has always really moved me just by the depth of his certainty with the Dharma. Dao Rinpoche has had the same effect in a different way. Just seeing different individuals just sort of broaden out the picture somehow. I think the fact that I've seen a number of people who practice with real integrity through all the difficulties, through all the upsets, through all the, like Bante, through all the illness, through all the criticism, he's still just carrying on practicing, still in a sense being himself, faithful to the Dharma in his own way. I'm watching Daya Rinpoche, as I say, he's a main lama of this big chunk of eastern Tibet. Most of the time he can't get back there, the Chinese won't even let him. And if he does go back, he's followed everywhere by Chinese officials, and it's very, very painful for him. And yet you see him just constantly practicing patience, trying to practice compassion. I'm just deeply moved by that integrity. I'm moved by the humility of these people. And above all, I'm just moved by their open-heartedness in all sorts of ways. The whole order for me, in a way, is an expression of Bante's open-heartedness, that he's just gone out in so many ways to so many people, so many of us. Yeah, Daya Rinpoche similarly, in his own, as a different kind of person, with a different kind of personality, also just strikes me as emanating sort of love in all situations that I see him in. So, yes, I've come on a long way from 1973. I realise that what I'm learning about isn't anything very... Well, what I thought is the advanced stuff isn't the advanced stuff. The really advanced stuff is deep faith in the Dharma, is humility, is practicing with just real integrity and with a tremendous open heart to the world. And if I've got anything from the Order and Bante or from Tibetan Buddhism, it's really that.